Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of your favorite program, Youth Station. This is IRB English Radio and I am Asma.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and this is Hassanin.
Yes, I'm happy to be here with you again, brother. How are you doing?
It's my pleasure. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Thank God.
What's the fiery topic for today?
It's very trending.
What
nowadays, everybody is talking about it. It is about ChatGPT.
I use my phone like Instagram, Google, Facebook, everywhere I see ChatGPT, YouTube, ChatGPT.
So what is it?
Everyone's talking about it. So, and there's still many people, I guess, you know, they're not aware of ChatGPT. So, okay, let's start step by step. Let me open Google. Let me search, what is ChatGPT? ChatGPT is an artificial intelligence AI chatbot developed by OpenAI. ChatGPT is a natural language processing tool driven by AI technology that allows you to have human-like conversations and much more with the chatbot. The language model can answer your questions and assist you with tasks like composing emails, essays, and code, etc.
Yeah.
So we got a basic idea about
so the gist
ChatGPT
of it.
Yeah,
is
we got the gist of it. Yeah.
Artificial intelligence that could do everything for you.
Yeah, so it's
through
we can ask anything.
Language and photos.
Yeah, so the different this ChatGPT is normal, just texting messages.
Yeah.
And there are also other softwares which can show you the pictures and
exactly.
which can give you the images.
I was just saying the whole idea about this generative intelligence, I guess.
So it's basically like, you know, like Siri and Alexa that we had in our phones.
Yeah.
It's got just much smarter.
Yeah. And it would answer all your questions.
Yeah, all your questions. It has a vast information in it. So it has gathered a lot of information.
Yeah.
A lot of data from years and years. And now it, gives you answers like
that. And, you know, it sounds very, I don't know, shocking, horrifying, terrifying.
Maybe it sounds great.
Yeah, but still, if just imagine you're a teacher and you have too many students.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to trust them? They're doing their homeworks.
Okay, yeah. There's also a breakthrough for that, for loophole. You know, there's one more software. So since this ChatGPT has come out, you know, you have your, homeworks. You have to write essays and all.
Exactly.
So,
thesis,
you know,
or
students,
whatever.
You know, ChatGPT is like, you know, it's so, you know, it saves your time. So
it can do your math for you.
You know, write me an essay. It's so convenient these days. So, you know, when you get a homework and teacher tells you to write an essay on maybe your best friend.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do? Just, you know, you open ChatGPT and tell the bot, you know, write me an essay on best friend. And it gives you the whole
and
essay, like 200 words, 300 words.
In just some minutes.
Yeah. So, and this is not recommended in any way. So you won't learn things if you just use the ChatGPT or the chatbot.
Yeah.
So, and
it's still
so what is a teacher supposed to do now?
Yeah.
You know, and the essay that it gives you is like, you know, it's written by someone human. When you read it, you don't understand that it's given by a software. So there's also a breakthrough for that. There are many softwares that you take that essay and you write upload it on a different software.
Yeah.
And it tells you if it's written by an AI.
Okay, too much to take in. I guess it's the best time to go for a break. Let me digest it and then we'll have more of this discussion.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You are still listening to Youth Station. Brother Hassanin and I are talking about ChatGPT, and I said it might be a little bit of dangerous and terrifying because nobody would do their task by their own selves if they know the abilities that these applications would have.
Yeah, as I mentioned, you know, the teachers, you know, there's always a different way.
Yeah.
You know, if the students, they're using ChatGPT to do their homework, so there's also software, you know, which tells you if it's done by AI. But unfortunately, not many teachers know about this.
So I don't know if I remember it true or not, but I guess you were a seminary student.
Yeah.
So, and this ChatGPT is going to answer your religious questions as well.
Yeah, so, that's kind of scary. Now yeah. that gets scary.
Wouldn't it tempt you to use it as your scholar?
No, I've never used it, you know, for this, you know, for these reasons. But if, you know, ChatGPT is good, you know, some of the things are good and some of the things are bad. You know, every coin has two sides.
Exactly.
There's a good side, there's a bad side.
It depends on the way you use it.
Yeah, how you use it. It's basically a software, right? It's a weapon. You can use it in a good way or a bad way.
Yeah.
But definitely, okay, let me mention that, you know, ChatGPT is also available in different languages.
Exactly.
You know, like English, Persian, Arabic, Hindi, Urdu.
That many, many languages.
Yeah, many, many languages.
Yeah.
So you can also ask any Islamic question, like religious question, and you get the answer.
Exactly.
And not, you know, necessarily right all the time. It might be right, or it might...
So this is how it goes. You are a special user. You open an application or a website that is ChatGPT, and then you go there, you ask your question in whatever language you like, and then you get whatever you want to hear.
So, you know, that's actually the dangerous side of it. That's, you know, that we need to be worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, even when it gives you, like, you know, religious answers, when it gives answers to your religious questions, people tend to, you know, suffice with ChatGPT for the Islamic questions.
Yeah, but that's not enough.
That's not just enough, but it always doesn't give you the right answers.
Yeah.
ChatGPT gives you the answers based on the information it has stored in it.
It is true that it's a human-like sort of experience.
Yeah, and so...
But it's not totally the whole truth.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this leads sometimes people sufficing to ChatGPT for their doubts and queries rather than, you know... going to the, you know, resident alim or the scholar.
See, Google was not enough. Now we have ChatGPT as well.
Yeah, so, and this thing is recommended. You know, I'm addressing to the Muslim youth, and please do not take your Islam from ChatGPT. You know,
exactly.
You always need to be under the supervision of a good scholar.
And not just that, I guess in many areas, you shouldn't trust that fully. Because still, whatever you can read in the books, whatever you can get through your search, through your research, is going to be totally different from what you get from that ChatGPT thing.
You can get, you know, basic information, you know. It can help you in a lot of ways.
Of course. It can be used as a helper, but not as the main source for every single thing.
Yeah, not the main source. You cannot be completely dependent upon ChatGPT.
Exactly.
You can take help from it, and it saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like, for example, suppose the other day I was with my friend, and he wanted to make a documentary on Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote on ChatGPT, you know, give
so
me a list.
So you write your question in Turkey and then you would have an entire essay in Turkish.
No, like he was trying to make a documentary.
Yeah.
So he wanted to see like what all documentaries have been made until now. So he wrote, you know, give me a list of all the documentaries that have been made on Turkey. So he got a list. You know, that's actually the good thing is, Google, it's different from Google, right? So when you Google something, it gets difference of websites, like, yeah. you know, the keywords
this would give you the gist.
Yeah, like, it will get different website, and you have to search for the answer on the different websites. But it's like, you know, like human-like conversations, as we mentioned earlier. So when you write something, you get one answer for the question you have asked.
Yeah.
So definitely it saves a lot of time in different fields for different things. But you cannot completely suffice on it, because what I feel is a robot can, or a chatbot, can never replace a human being.
Of course, yeah. But still, this application is going to do too much. As you just said, it's going to save too much of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I guess, convenient.
The drawbacks of this ChatGPT, as I mentioned, you know, people will no longer...
Tend to read books,
exactly.
To enroll different classes to learn things.
There even the few people on the internet, they say that, you know, I don't need to study anymore. I don't need to go to the college. You know, if I have any question, I have to go to ChatGPT. I'll just write on ChatGPT and I'll get the answer.
Why do I have to go through a drudgery when I can get it to all the same little box? So everything is going to be solved when you use it. But right now, let's go for a break. And after that, I will mention something.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So this is the finale, I guess this is the ending part of today's episode, but before we finish it, let's go for the gist of whatever we said. And also, I said I'm going to mention a point, which was about the elderly, the old people who do not know how to use internet, how they're going to continue their lives. Because as it seems so, according to the metaverse, and then we have right now ChatGPT, you know, everything is like a virtual world.
Yeah, and I feel, you know, this ChatGPT is a revolution
In
the history of, you know, search engines like Google and Yahoo and different search engines. And it's a revolution, you know, for a chatbot. You know, it's actually jaw-dropping when you actually, you know, access ChatGPT and how it works, how it gives you information. Just every information is right just one click away.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But you have to have the knowledge of how to use net or these things. You know what I mean? I mean,
oh, yeah, basically, for you know,
the old
you need
people,
to make
it's
an
going
account.
To be difficult.
Yeah, you need to make an account. And once your account is made, then, you know, just, everything is just one click away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it has so much of good points. Of course, as you mentioned, it's a revolutionary invention. But still, there's some people, even right now, do not know how to use it, how to make use of it. Maybe they do not know what is it. But I guess we already gave enough of definitions about it.
Yeah.
So as we just talked about it, it's an artificial intelligence. It would give you everything by just clicking whatever you want. You just write down your questions and then you would get the answers. Whether you're a student, you want to solve your math questions, or you're a scholar, you want to read different essays or whatever. Or even you want to learn a new talent. You want to learn sewing, perhaps cooking, whatever. It would give you the...
Anything,
yeah.
Like even if you write something, you know, if you write an article, if you write a blog or an essay, and you upload it on ChatGPT, and it makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it, you know...
So what about plagiarism?
If there are any errors, like grammatical errors or, you know, anything, it... Correct, sir.
What about plagiarism? What would happen to it?
Okay, so the first thing is, you know, you're not taking someone else's property. It's not it doesn't belong to a specific person.
Yeah.
You're taking it from ChatGPT. So that's a different thing, you know.
Yeah.
You're taking someone else's content and, you know, showcasing it as its
It's
your
so
own.
Interesting.
So you won't be copyrighted for that.
Yeah, yes, but still, as a teacher and as a scholar, that would be so... I don't know what to call it. It's shocking. That was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and you got what is ChatGPT. And, well, every single one can make use of it very easily, just with a click. And, yeah, life is changing so much, so rapidly, that we cannot grasp the new things that happen. It's so speedy.
The world's changing.
Yeah, take care of yourself in this speedy world. Do not let anything change you into a worst creature. So thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.